along the same lines, I think. I've had the experience on retreat of getting to very, very slow, shallow breathing to where I almost can't find my breath, and then starting to panic. And the instructions I've been given before, and what you said today was kind of a more positive what to do with it. The instruction I've received is don't gasp, don't grab, because I've always grabbed, and the moment is gone.
Right, right.
But I heard you say, then just go to knowing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you say a little more about the positive stuff?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, just because when it's just seeing it as, one is just sort of seeing it as natural. Because that, you know, that sense of, when the mind is peaceful, the body's relaxed, I don't need to breathe. I don't need to breathe so much. But then the nature of the mind, one is like fear, because our being is associated with the breath, and if we're not breathing as we perceive as normal, then something's quite wrong, and so fear comes up. I'm being annihilated. I'm losing grasp of my being. But being able to see that as normal, and okay, when the mind is very peaceful, when the heart is very peaceful, then the body and the mind are at ease. Breathing is not so prominent, but then we need to have something for the mind to do. Because that's, as it starts to settle, then it's going to look for something else to do. And it gets up to its old tricks again of, either... And that's where sometimes imagery comes up in the mind. I'm being annihilated, give me something to distract myself with. And so that's where one has to kind of challenge the mind and say, what's going on underneath here? What's happening? What's the quality of knowing? What's this aspect of awareness? So that we start to investigate tap into the quality of knowing as a fundamental function of the mind, of the heart, of consciousness. And we start to be able to tune into that and see that, understand it more clearly. And then that gives the effect, of course, is one of inspiration or confidence.